Good Vach, and welcome back to the Chayarach and Achyami Learning Program. You're listening to Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Dalad, a lengthier perek today. A lot going on. We're in the middle of a war against the Pelishtim. Yonathan and his armor bearer they sneak away from Shaul and the main camp and sneak towards the Pelishti camp. Yonathan asks for a particular sign that they should go forward, and sign is shown to him. So they start attacking, and they kill many of the Plishtim, and this creates a whole tumult, and ultimately Shaul and the rest of his camp war against many Plishtim, and they kill many Plishtim, and overall they're successful. Shaul declares a fast. There should be a fast. The entire army should not eat. Yonasan misses this message, and Yonasan ends up eating some nectar that he finds, and he's actually very disturbed that when he's informed about the fast, he's disturbed that his father made the fast in the first place, as Rav Mendi spoke about a little bit or alluded to yesterday, Shaul is planning on. Then what happens at night is the soldiers, they take animals and eat them, what's called al hadam. Different explanations in the commentators what exactly that means, whether they, unlike that, they're actually eating blood, but maybe they were eating meat that was supposed to be from carbonos before the carbonos were actually burnt, and whatever it is, the different explanations. But Shaul rebukes him. He builds an altar and slaughters the animals for everybody, does everything properly, and everyone's eating. Shaul then asks Hashem, through the Urim V'Tumim, what should be his next move regarding the Pelishtim, but he doesn't get a response. He realizes it has to do with the sin, some sort of sin. It's indicated that it has to do with someone not keeping to the fast, and he finds out it's Yonasan. And before he finds out that it's Yonasan, he says, even if it's Yonasan, we'll kill him for this. And he finds out it's Yonasan, but the nation stands by Yonasan and says, no way, you can't do this to Yonasan after what he did for us and his help by the army. So they don't kill him. And Shaul realizes that Hashem doesn't want to continue the war. So Shaul ends the pursuit of the Pelishtim, but he continues to build up the army just in case. So this is what we see here. There are a couple of times, there's a phrase that comes up in the Perek, in Pasuk Lamed Vav, and again in Mem, where Shaul asks the nation what they think they should do. And Bnei Yisrael say, Hatov b'enecha say, what's good in your eyes you should do. And it's a very interesting comment, when Shaul is saying, should we pursue the Pelishtim further? Should we cast the lots? Hatov beinecha asei. What is this refrain? Why do we see this coming up here? What's going on? The Navi doesn't record every single statement that was made, but over here it records this, so there must be significance to it. Perhaps we can say it's indicative of Shaul's general personality, which was to kind of cater to the needs of the nation. As Rabbi Yeshua mentioned, and I think maybe we all have, Shaul, one of his most beautiful midos, his most beautiful qualities, was his humility, and it's also something that was his downfall. And a leader needs to be strong and independent of every opinion other than God's. That's the role of a king, of a melech. But Shaul first asked the nation if they should continue pursuing. Only when Achia, the Kohen Gadol, who was with him, interjected that they should ask Hashem, did Shaul concede. So he agreed to that, but his knee-jerk reaction was, oh, we should ask the people what they think. And even after that, when Hashem didn't respond, Shaul needed the approval of the people to draw lots. Shall we draw lots? And they say, yes. I say, Hatov b'enecha asei, you should do what's good in your eyes. So this is a problem. Like, Shaul is not an elected official that the people voted for him because he's pushing their agenda, whatever it may be, and therefore he has to find out what they want, what is their agenda. He's a king who is designated by the Navi, meaning by Hashem, to be the king. And that's his job. We're going to see in tomorrow's parak, not to ruin too much, but we also read it already for the Haftar Shabbat Zachar, that Shaul is going to blame the nation for the sin which causes him to definitively lose his malchus, which is keeping Agag and the animals of Amalek alive. We're going to see that in tomorrow's parak. But even after Shaul's sin, and Shmuel tells him about the malchus being torn away from him, Shaul begs Shmuel to at least walk with him so that he wouldn't be embarrassed in front of the people. That there's this concern about how the people feel about him and what he's doing, and not enough about what he is supposed to be, what Hashem thinks he should be doing. Now again, this is talking about Shaul on his own level. Shaul was a tremendous tzaddik, and probably anybody on this planet today would melt because of the degree of kedusha from if Shaul would walk into the room. So he was definitely a righteous person, but his failings were in this area and in this midah of humility, to the extent that he didn't believe in his own power to defend Ratzon Hashem. And once you start catering to the people and not doing what Hashem wants, so then that's going to be a problem. Of course, there's a degree of sensitivity that a king should have towards the people he's leading, and a shepherd over his flock, and make sure that, you know, he's, you know, someone who cares for and is concerned about the individual. But to leave things to public opinion when you have access to Ratzon Hashem, when you have the Urim V'Tumim, you have the Kohen Gadol, you have a Navi, and you're able to access what is it that Hashem wants from me, and especially in tomorrow's parak when he's explicitly told, so that's not the time to turn to the nation and say, what do you guys think? And they had the right response. They said, Hatov b'nech haseh, do what's right in your eyes, meaning you're the king. That's what your job is. You're supposed to figure out what to do. Now, the truth is, it's not hatov b'einecha. It should be hatov b'einei Hashem, I say. Do what's right in Hashem's eyes. But they kind of like threw it back to him, but that's not what it's about. It's not what's good in Shaul's eyes. It's not what's good in the people's eyes. It's what's good in Hashem's eyes. Of course, this is definitely a theme we mentioned a lot towards the end of Sefer Shoftim, but here as well. And of course, this is the lesson of life. The lesson of life is we should always try to be doing what Ratzon Hashem is. Whether it is popular or not, we should be zochet to have the strength to learn from this and always do what is right in Hashem's eyes.